in northwestern Wisconsin. A new program gives college students access to free and nutritious meals.
A UW-Eau Claire student launched that program last fall to provide leftovers to students facing food insecurity.
With the help of volunteers, the program will expand this spring and start notifying students when food is available.
Wisconsin Today producer Courtney Everett talked to UW-Eau Claire student Kristen O'Brien about her initiative.
You work in the Student Office of Sustainability. I want to start by talking about food insecurity on campus. What are you seeing at UW-Eau Claire?
Yeah, so a lot of people go into college kind of being responsible for their own funds for the first time in their life. And so I know with the people I've talked to and just people you see around campus, that adjustment is a big one. And so a lot of people struggle to be able to provide themselves with their own food, but especially nutritional food, either if it's a lack of knowledge of like how to cook for yourself and how to have access to those things, or just purely a lack of funds to have access to healthy and nutritional meals.
I'm glad you mentioned the visibility on campus. I had read that UW-Eau Claire students took a survey last spring measuring that they had some level of food insecurity. About 47% said so. With enrollment, that's about 4,000 students. So is that really visible on campus, this hunger need?
That's a good question. It's such a behind-the-scenes issue because so many people, when they think about college, they just assume that students have the resources that they need. You know, I know freshmen and sophomores are required to live on campus their first 2 years. And so that means that there are options of having a dining hall where you have food, but not all students have access to that. And even if they do, they might not have access to food over breaks or on weekends and stuff like that. And so it's something that is kind of stigmatized still on college campuses, but still kind of all over. And so the issue of food insecurity at our university is there, but you kind of have to search to find it. And then when you do, you kind of see how many students it impacts.
Speaking of access, I know there's the campus food pantry that provides non-perishable and perishable food items to students. I understand this has been around for more than a decade. You're a third-year student, so when did you realize that your fellow students experiencing hunger needed more support?
First of all, our food pantry, up until this academic year, was kind of in a building that not a lot of students went to, and so many students didn't even know that we had a food pantry on campus. And so in this academic year, when our food pantry was moved to Davies, which is our student hub, then all of a sudden people started talking about it a little more, being like, oh, I didn't realize that we had those resources. I would like to utilize them. And now that the food pantry is getting more visibility, it's a lot more accessible to students. There's a lot higher of a need to fill it with food.
I understand the Student Office of Sustainability and Dining Experiences has now a partnership to offer free meals to students. How did this develop?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. So it actually has been a year or two in the making. So fall 2023, me and a classmate had a meeting with a dining representative. We cater through Sodexo, and so we had a Sodexo representative as well as a few other administrators from my university. And at that meeting, we were able to kind of tell them the need we see for this on campus and give them examples of where else we have seen this. I have a friend that goes to the UW-Madison, and they told me about a similar system where food is repackaged from their dining halls and then given to students for free. And we really liked that idea. And so we brought that up at the meeting to see if there was some way that we could parallel that here to fit our university's needs. I actually left to study abroad shortly after that meeting. And then when I came back last summer, I got some email notifications saying, hey, after you had this meeting, this information and question continued to go to different systems at our school, and this is something that they want to work with us and do. And so that was amazing news. And so then we kind of got to get together again and start planning specifics about how we can implement this at our university in a efficient, successful way. And yeah, so dining, their cooperation with this has been instrumental. They are very careful to make sure that they're being safe with the leftover food and keeping it for us and making sure that it's not being thrown away before we have the chance to get there and package it.
So this food recovery program, you're repackaging food from the dining hall, giving it away to students, and you mentioned that food safety. How do you ensure that the food you are repackaging then is adequate for, you know, students that are going to pick it up?
Yes. So the food that we repackage is food that doesn't reach the hot plates of the buffet table. So that way we don't have fears about germs and maybe other students, you know, that sort of contamination that can happen. And so this is the food that doesn't get to that step. And so when we repackage it, we're careful to use, you know, proper serve safe methods with gloves and hair nets and washing hands, washing and using a clean surface. And then we actually freeze them. We don't have to worry about them going bad before students take them because they're just fly off the shelves essentially as soon as we fill them up. And then we put some allergen information on the stickers on the boxes just to make sure that anybody with allergies doesn't get one of these meals and then have an allergic reaction. So we make sure to say that it's cooked in a facility that uses gluten, wheat, shellfish, all of that jazz. And yeah, and then we have cooking instructions telling students to heat it to an internal temperature that correlates with the meal. And so far, we've had no food safety incidents. And so that's really exciting with this program.
We're talking about a student-led initiative at UW-Eau Claire that offers free meals to students facing food insecurity. Our guest is Student Director Kristen O'Brien of the Student Office of Sustainability. Kristen, you mentioned earlier the flying off the shelves with these meals. I understand even last fall, you nearly repackaged 600 meals for students. Are you able to package enough to then meet those demands? Are you finding enough volunteers?
Yes. So this is something where last semester was really kind of a trial semester, getting this started, making sure that we have a good system to do it. And now beginning this semester, we're starting to have a few more volunteers. Since last semester, it was me and a dining administrator, John. And so it was us repackaging these just by ourselves. And so now that we have a few more volunteers helping along, I think that'll make a big difference. It is also a service learning activity at our university. So students can get credits towards a service learning requirement, which is really awesome for students.
Yeah, that's so neat. What type of time commitment does that entail?
Yeah, so essentially that will depend on how many volunteers we have in the future. As of right now, volunteers can expect to work 2 to 3 hours per week repackaging these meals. So not a whole lot.
I'm thinking then about the comfort level of students who may need this free and nutritious meal. Some may think, wow, this is a great free meal, while others may feel a little self-conscious about needing one. How do you create a welcoming environment for those students?
Yeah, so one amazing thing about our food pantry that we have on campus is that it is completely anonymous. The entrance, although now the food pantry is in a space that is visible to students, so it's very accessible, the entrance itself is kind of tucked away in a corner so people don't have to be afraid of everybody seeing them walking to the food pantry. But then you go in, you get your food, and as long as you show your student ID, that is essentially it. So there's no fear that your name will be let out to others and that other students not utilizing the food pantry will see you.
Have you noticed an improvement in student behavior or even academics since this launch last fall?
It is early to tell.
Okay.
With that, but I have spoken to students who have used it and they just love having full meals accessible to them in the food pantry that they can just take home, reheat, and eat. Because I think most of us are familiar with the science behind full bellies translates to better performance in the classroom, better moods for students, because it's really important to give your body the nutrition it needs. And so this free food helps give students access to that.
Another aspect of this program I want to talk about is launching this spring, the new alert system for students. Tell me how this system will work.
Yes, so I am so excited that we are doing this, and I hope that our university continues to do it for years in the future. And so essentially how it works is it is called Free Food Alert, and students are able to sign up online using their university emails. And then by signing up, they opt into receiving email and push notifications when there are catered events on campus that have leftover foods. And so they will be sent an email with what time the event is done, when students can come, what food is there. And so essentially it helps limit the food waste that often occurs after these catered events, and also helps hungry students have access to that food.
Speaking of the food waste, are you yet aware of how much food waste you are, I guess, eliminating from going into the trash?
I don't have a specific number, but as you mentioned, we made about 600 meals last semester with the food packaging initiative. And all of those meals together, it's definitely, you know, hundreds of pounds worth of food that is not being thrown away, which it would have been otherwise if we hadn't repackaged it.
Before we go, how might another university adopt a program like this to support students then facing food insecurity?
Yeah, I think it is something where all you truly need is one student or administrator who's passionate about students' well-being to bring this up to other administrators and see how your university can make it work for you. Both of these programs, as I've told you, have been working with just a few people behind the scenes, essentially. Granted, it takes an entire network of people to make it work, but the week-to-week work that is done can be done by just a few people. And so I think that if you can get this as a volunteer opportunity, so students can see it as something that is very beneficial to them as well as other students, if you can enlist one person to kind of be in charge of these initiatives, then that really makes sure that it is going to be done in a productive, efficient, and successful way, and also ensure its longevity at the university.
Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen O'Brien is a student director with the Student Office of Sustainability at UW-Eau Claire. She talked to Wisconsin Today producer Courtney Everett about the university's new program to ensure students have access to food.